The text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from the book of Jeremiah, the 26th chapter, and especially these words. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words that you have heard. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me what seems good and right to you. Only know for this certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourself. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen." You want the truth, right? It's what you came here for, isn't it? You come to church to hear the truth. But it seems that there are really two different types of truth. Yes, especially when it comes to how that truth affects each one of us as individuals, there are just two kinds. There is the truth that soothes, and then there is the truth that stings. Yes, there is the truth that glistens on the skin, and then there is the truth that irritates the skin, like a cold, dry winter wind. So you came for the truth. But which truth do you want to hear? The truth that soothes, or the kind that stings? The people in Jeremiah's day loved to hear those soothing truths. They loved to hear how they were chosen by God. They loved to hear about the blessings that went along with that status. They loved to hear how God had chosen Jerusalem out of all the cities of the earth to place his name. You see, truth be told, Jeremiah lived in a time where God needed to give his people truth that stung rather than truth that was soothing. Yes, the people had grown way too comfortable with their sin. They had relied so heavily upon their chosen status as God's people that they thought their rebellion against that God would not affect their relationship with him. Yes, they believed that they could be the people of God and yet live as the heathen. Jeremiah was called to tell them otherwise. Yes, Jeremiah was called to those people to tell them that their rebellion was indeed going to bring upon them destruction. Yes, he was called to tell them that their sin would eventually bring destruction to the temple, to the nation, and to the great city of Jerusalem. Yes, the people that day when Jeremiah spoke were gathered there in the temple. And we can assume that they gathered there to hear the truth, right? But not the kind of truth that stings. Not the kind that leaves the skin cracked and red. But this was a cold, dry wind that blew forth out of Jeremiah's mouth as the Spirit directed. And what was the people's response then to Jeremiah's truth? Well, it was simple. Name the messenger. Slay the speaker. The prophet must perish. Now, this was not the truth that they had gathered to hear. For Jeremiah had said that the people chosen of God would soon resemble the heathens in their destruction. And they would not hear of such things. But Jeremiah, in his role as a prophet, could not lie. And so he continued to speak in their midst the truthful word. He told them that while they could do whatever they wanted with him, the truth would remain. The message would stay the same. Yes, truth was truth, whether they wanted to feel the sting or not. The words which Jeremiah spoke were truth because they had been given to him by God Almighty himself. Yes, God had sent this truth, uttered by Jeremiah in order that the people of Israel and Judah might be gathered back together under his care. Yes, he knew that he had to afflict their skin, so to speak, with dryness, because otherwise they might simply continue to walk away from him. And so he sent forth that cold wind that flowed out of Jeremiah's mouth. Very unfortunately, most of the people who heard Jeremiah's word of truth simply ignored the sting. They simply acted as if the sting had never reached their skin. But in so doing, they remained outside of God's protective care, just where their sin had left them. No doubt many years later, when Jesus, the Son of God, was walking through Jerusalem, this event way back in Jeremiah's day must have been one of the many that were on his eternal mind when he grieved aloud, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills a prophet and stones those who are sent to it. How often I long to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. But you would not." Yes, how sad to think that the very people God had chosen to be with him refused to be gathered under his care, that they preferred instead destruction rather than hear a truth that stung. So what exactly do you want to hear? What kind of truth do you want to hear today or any time you come into God's house? What do you want to hear when I come to visit you in your homes or see you on the street? What kind of truth do you want your Christian family and friends to share with you? Do you truly want to hear whatever is true? Or do you only want to hear those things that soothe the skin? When you are in a relationship that's not proper for you as a child of God, do you want to hear that truth? When you are living in a way that's not consistent with your faith, will you listen if someone shares that with you? When your worship is in vain, do you want someone to call you honest? Do you want to be gathered under the protective wings of God? Or would you rather simply love who you want, live how you want, and go on as you, or worship what you want? As a congregation, we indeed love to hear the truths about our church that soothe. We love to hear about the longevity of our church, how many years it's been around. We love to think about how we worship more people in our country church than any other country church in our area. We love to speak about the fine education that we give to our children out north. For those are the truths that soothe. But do we also want to hear the other truths? Do we like to hear about the fact that only about 10% or less of those who attend worship are actually in a Bible class during the week? Or does that not speak poorly of our love of God's Word? Do we like to hear the fact that we are hardly welcoming any new adults into this congregation, only those through merit? Because doesn't that speak poorly of our witnessing in the community? We like to hear the fact that at times we seem reluctant to share the abundance that God has given with us, with the poor and the lost in our community, because that shows that we have not truly understood our call to be with the least of people and to view all people as better than ourselves. Well, I suppose that we don't like to hear those things, because those things stink. As a pastor, I am well aware that when I preach on a truth that stings, I am likely to get about the same reception that Jeremiah got of old. Okay, well, maybe no one will try to kill me, but probably all of you know of some pastor somewhere who's been run out of the church simply because he preached truth that the people did not want to hear. But like Jeremiah, it is what I am called to do in this place and this time when it is needed. You know, it's interesting in our text for today, we stop reading this story of Jeremiah's prophecy at the point where it looks like absolutely everyone is against Jeremiah and fawning for his death. But truth be told, as you go on in the text, there are a few, albeit a few, who actually come to Jeremiah's defense. They come not because they think that the words that Jeremiah speaks are soothing, but because they know that they are true. Oh yes, it's done the same to them. But they realize that they told the others that Jeremiah had spoken that truth that stung because God had told him to speak it. They said he should not die because he had spoken to them truth in the name of the Lord their God. And so they encouraged the rest of the leaders and the people to do exactly what Jeremiah had suggested, to repent of their sins and return to God and watch as he brought his grace and gathered them under his wings. Yes, Jeremiah and those few who received his truth knew that returning to God meant receiving a truth that soothed. Yes, they knew that God would relent of any further destruction that he had promised to bring. They knew that ultimately their God was ultimately just trying to gather his people back under his protective wings. During this season of Lent, as we encounter in our lives and in our times in God's Word, those truths that sting in our lives, let us receive them as truth. No, it won't make them sting any less. In fact, at times, knowing that they're truth will actually make them sting a little more. But having that sting on our flesh will make us realize that we must return to God, repent of our sins, and receive His grace. For if we will return to God, He has promised to give to us that truth that soothes. In fact, He has promised to give to us the one who is truth, soothing truth. He has promised to give to us the balm that we need to soothe our red and sin-cracked skin. He has promised to give us Jesus. You see, that is what He is doing here this morning. He has called out to you already to make confession of your sins, as He does again even now. But He does so in order that He might gather you here at His altar, where He can give to you the truth, the one who is truth, Jesus. So in this season, let us not with unrepentant hearts grieve Jesus, making Him cry out to us, "My children, my children. How many times I longed to gather you, but you would not." Instead, let us receive all truth from Him. Let us receive even those truths that sting the most. And let us return then to Jesus, in order that with joy He can say to us, "My children, my children, your sins are forgiven, your rebellion is forgotten. Come and live in my gracious care." Amen. You're invited to rise. Then may God indeed bring to us all of His truth, calling us to repentance and to forgiveness. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.